This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from about 19 minutes ago on the boards of trade in Kansas City. The In Minneapolis, the wheat contract for May opened at 11.35 a bushel, up 3 cents. Smaller increases in Chicago on the opens. May wheat opened at 7.95 a bushel, up a penny. July up a penny, or down a penny and a half, rather, at 8.07. And actually, the December contract was down as well on the open at 8.40 a bushel, down 1.25 cents. In the corn pit, May opened this morning at 592.5, up 1.25. July, 607, up 2.5. September, 616, up 1.25. The December contract at 626 a bushel, up 4 cents on the open. March opened up 4.5 at 636. And the July corn contract for next year opened at 643.5 cents, down a half cent. The market has stayed up since the opening bell in the corn pit. In the beans, things have turned down after a higher open. The May open was at $12.90 a bushel, up 10.5 cents. July at $13.01, up 7.5. August at $12.91, up 9.5 cents. November opened up 8.5 at $12.09. January at $12.18, up 4. And the May beans for next year at $12.36, up 4.5 on the open. In the products, the May bean meal contract opened at $3.29.50, up $2.30, and July opened at $3.36, up 3 even. May bean oil opened at $57.45, up 36, and July opened at $58.10, up 28. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle opened this morning at 92.80 a hundredweight, up 62.5. June, 93.10, up 32.5. August, 98.60, up 25. October feeder or live cattle opened at 104.20, up 12.5. Feeder cattle for May opened at 105.65, up 30. August at 108.80, up 57.5. September opened unchanged at 109.72.5. October at 110.60, down 125 or 12.5. The lean hog contract for May opened at 73.95, up 20. June, 73 even, up 45. July, 75.55, up 37.5. August lean hogs opened at 76.60, up 47.5. And May pork bellies opened at 74.25, up 25. The July contract opened at 75.20, up 10.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In New York, June crude oil is up about 52 cents a barrel today at 116.15 in current trade. The U.S. dollar index is at 72.87, up, it's unchanged at the moment, just up a fraction. The CRB index is at 412.97, up 135. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 66.5 points at 12,898. The NASDAQ is up 13 points at 2439. The S&P up 5 at 1396. Let's go back to the current Board of Trade figures right now. In Kansas City, the wheat is mixed. Up one on the nearby, the July down four, though. And in Chicago, the wheat is down across the board from 2.5 cents on the nearby to 8.5 cents on the July. Corn is up between 2.5 and 5.25 cents a bushel. The beans now are down, though. November is down a penny and a half, but the nearby May contract is down 9.5 cents at the moment. Joining us now with his look on the market is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We saw the beans open as expected in the call, pre-opening calls, but they've turned downwards.
A couple things that we're looking at here in the soybeans. The deliveries of beans, bean oil, and soybean meal were a little larger than anticipated. Oil world, and of course the oil stocks are seem to be a little smaller, and of course the wet growing conditions in the Midwest might mean, you know, more beans being planted at some point in time. The fundamentals in soybeans still remain rather strong. Informer Group indicates that the exports are probably going to exceed government forecasts by 75 million bushels, And that means the carryover is going to be closer to $100 million instead of the $160 million the USDA is indicating. The strike in Argentina has been put on the back burner, so to speak. As we understand it, as well as Oil World also talked about lowering the production size in the Brazilian crop, maybe a 500,000 tons. All said and done, the market does seem to follow crude oil, gold and silver, and crude oil is trading lower, and that's one reason why traders, I think, sometimes sell commodities like soybeans.
So that might be a couple reasons behind
right.
the sudden decline for the moment. Corn, however, has turned upwards even as I spoke. The trend is a little further up now, the nearby up 6.25 cents. And is this pretty much a weather concern that's driving this?
There was some light corn deliveries of 198 contracts. The Chinese are basically restricting export sales. And the weather forecast between Thursday and Saturday, 75% coverage, 4/10 to 1.8. May the 5th and 7th, 8/10 to 2.4. And then there's another round on the 13th and 14th. The rain, of course, is bearish to the wheat country because they're going to get rain in the western wheat areas and, of course, bring rain and delayed planting in corn. But what I found is that some of the think tank people are so bullish on corn, I think it's rather makes people nervous about being short anything in here if there is a runaway corn market with delayed planting. The planters seem to be going quite well in Indiana and Ohio, and we're starting to see some excellent planting weather, you know, between Danville and Route 36, and they're starting here in the Oakland area as well. The big worry is that a delayed plant, not getting the total acres, and then also yield loss, whether or not the enough extra corn will get put in the ground is the million-dollar question. The people we talk to, is it's only isolated about more corn going in the ground from the 86 million acres.
You mentioned the wheat being a little soft, especially on the weather concern. There was something in the pre-opening call that mentioned a technical move on the market.
Well, the wheat market, the trend is, you know, unmistakably down. And with the weather forecast here in the world, there does seem to be some abundance of wheat. The caution I have here is that if for some reason corn does go up substantially, it's going to be very hard for wheat to go lower. Our general impression is the wheat crop, it does look good. There does seem to be a good world crop, and we just have to support and follow the trend as at the present time.
Anything else you have to add this morning?
Have a profitable day, and we'll have a good afternoon report for you.
All right. We look forward to talking with you at 2:06. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. He will join us on the closing market report later today at, as he said, 2:06 Central Time this afternoon. Looking at the markets as they move right now, the May wheat in Kansas City is up a half penny right now at 8.48 and a half. July is down 6, though, at 8.42. May Chicago wheat is down 2.5 cents at 7.91 and a half. July is at $8 even, down 8 and a half. Dease wheat at 8.35, down 6 and a quarter cents. In the corn, the nearby May is at 5.97 a bushel, up 5 3/4 cents. July up 4 at 6.08 and a half. September 6.18 and a half, up 3 3/4. December at 6.24 and a half a bushel, up 2 1/2 cents. In the soybean complex, the May nearby is at 12.70, down 9.5 cents. July down 8.5 at 12.85. August beans at 12.75, down 6.5. And November beans are at 11.98 a bushel, down 2.5 cents. Soybean meal for May is at 324.80, down 2.40. July at 331, down 2. Bean oil is at 57.07 for May, down 2 cents. July is at 57.75, down 7 points, rather. On the Merck, live cattle for April are currently up 147.5 at 93.65. The June at 93.60, up 82.5. May feeder cattle are at 105.65, up 30. August at 108.60, up 37.5. And May lean hogs are at 73.55, down 20. The June contract up 75 at the moment at 73.30. Again, in New York, crude oil now is up 72 cents a barrel for June at 116.35 a barrel. The silver contract for May is up 11 right now at 16.65. The July silver at 16.84 an ounce, up 20. Gold currently is trading for the June contract at 874.20. That's down 260. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points at 12,917. The NASDAQ is up 15 at 24,41. And the S&P is up 5 at 13,96. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Our forecast for today, a mix of clouds and sun in the north, but elsewhere mostly sunny. And highs today ranging from 58 in northeast Indiana to 75 in southwest Illinois. For tonight, clouds in the north with a chance of a few showers overnight in northern Illinois. Elsewhere, partly cloudy. Lows from 45 in northeast Indiana to 58 in southern Illinois. And for tomorrow, in northern and western Illinois, it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. But elsewhere, continued partly to mostly sunny, including here in Champaign County. Highs ranging tomorrow from 65 in northwest Illinois to near 80 degrees in southern Indiana. The outlook for Champaign-Urbana for Friday, cloudy, with another period of rain and thunderstorms moving in, and a high temperature of 71 degrees.